Over the summer, I probably rode about 15 buses. Though the majority of Anchorage commuters travel by car, there is still a large portion of longtime residents who commute using the People Mover. I rode the bus to gain different perspectives on people who have grown up in Anchorage. You'll hear from three people I talked to on three different bus routes. The first person we'll hear from is Rebecca, who was riding northbound on bus 7J on her way to work with her 10-month-old daughter, Clover. Rebecca works at a hotel cleaning and really likes that job because she can bring little Clover with her.
I'm Rebecca, I'm 29. I actually grew up here, and then when I turned 18, I started moving around all over the country, and we just moved back from Texas about 3 years ago now. I hated it when I was younger, and as I've gotten older, I've definitely gotten appreciation for it. I don't know, maybe it's just motherhood, but it's just like I'm looking at everything with brand new eyes, you know? It's just like the beauty that's always been here, but was kind of tainted, I guess, by my perspective and my experience. And yeah, it's great now, and it's like I go places I never even knew existed, like just little hidden gems I'm finding all over the place, you know, kind of as my attitude has shifted. Definitely struggled with depression a lot, like, you know, my own mental issues. And a lot of it was, I don't want to blame it on my environment, but it's just like I said, it's really easy to fall into that. You know, if you're feeling kind of yucky and it's dark outside all day, it's like, ugh, I don't want to go do anything. I just want to get drunk, you know? So I definitely fell into that. And I know it's really easy for a lot of people to do in a place like this.
Similar to Rebecca, Cheyenne has had many struggles while growing up in Alaska. I met her on bus route 9 on her way to work. Cheyenne told me that some of her fondest memories are of her going fishing with her dad. Cheyenne has a large scar leading from her neck down to her chest, and you're about to find out why.
I'm 29 and I've been in Anchorage since May 11th. I got out of jail May 11th from Wasilla. There's nothing really good out there. All it does is bring me back into old crowds and get me in trouble, take me farther away from my kids. They're 9 and 4, they're two little boys. One of them has cystic fibrosis, and he just got out of the hospital, but he's doing really good now. They're the best things that have ever happened to me, and I have a lot of time to make up for them. I went to school all over Palmer, Wasilla, and Anchorage. I went to Diamond High. I graduated from Rochelle. It was really hard for me because I was really insecure. I'm still really insecure, but I was really bad in high school. So every time I thought something was going wrong or anything like that, I switched schools and didn't want to deal with it. And that's kind of what got me into drugs. It was an escape from life, reality. People, mean people, there's a lot of bullies. You know, it's gonna get weird. So I've been using off and on for the last 12 years. And this last time I started using heroin also with meth. And I got a blood infection that led to my heart and my lungs, and they had to do heart surgery. I have scars everywhere. I woke up from a coma 6 weeks after, and everything's been different now. Everything. Like, I can see better. I can accept everything that's happening, even with my kids and everything. It's just weird.
Cheyenne says that she's been clean for the past year. She's bettering her life and working to get on her feet. Next, I met David on bus 7A. He's the guy who says bless you to strangers when they sneeze on the bus, including me. He told me that he had slept outside the night before because when he got off work at midnight, he couldn't find a ride home, so he decided to find a cozy spot in the woods and cover up with his pleather jacket that he calls Cassandra. David is really into filmmaking and took a class at King Career Center for 2 years.
All right, well, I am David Mays. I am 19. I've lived in Anchorage for, I like to say half my life. I'm not sure how much, but I've been moving back and forth. But senior year, I don't know why, I just had the most attractive teachers ever at the worst possible time of my hormonal growth. Oh, yeah, so, senior year, I decided, I'm going to try the film class again just for fun. And I just got put in there, so I was like, whatever. And then I realized it was a completely different class because the teacher had posters everywhere. She had like film equipment. She had just a movie ready. She was like, all right, I'm going to show you like all my favorite movies and like a compilation. And I was just like, I fell in love with the class and with her, like, honestly. And I will be honest, she was like, she was the most jubilant looking woman ever. She said she was 30. I was like, you're lying. You're like at least like 20, like early 20s. And I asked her out for like, you know, movie. I was like, hey, you want to go see me movies with us? She was like, oh, that's sweet. I'll see if I can. She was like a real awesome chick. And her favorite movie is Casablanca. So I was just like, here's her looking at you, kid. And she was just like, oh, David, you know how to sweet talk girl. I was like, yes. Yes. I was just like, I was the biggest teacher pet just because she was like the coolest person ever. She's so cool to talk to. But sucked though, because like, she was married. And not only that, her husband was gorgeous too. Sorry for the swear words. It was just, and it's like, I can't.
Now approaching Anchorage Airport International Terminal.
I can't infringe on that if the husband's like hotter than me, you know? He had the perfect beard, best faux hawk you ever imagine. Sexy tattoos. I'm just like, damn, you guys are a sexy couple.
Everyone I spoke to had some advice for youth growing up in Anchorage.
Oh yeah, just staying active and exercise and taking care of your mental health is so important here. Just with the winters, you know, and just seasonal depression, and you gotta find an outlet. You have to find something to do because it's so easy to fall into that trap of just drinking and, you know, getting high or whatever. So there are options. Some of it's kind of lame, you know. Again, it's really taken motherhood for me to be like, oh, arts and crafts and just dumb. But I think just staying active.
Any advice? I've had a lot of people in my family that support me, my mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, my brother, who has been down the same road I have. He's older than me, and he's doing really good right now. And I'm just really, I think that kids growing up now should actually get out there and do things with their families, with their friends, things that are productive and things that are going to help them later in life. Don't get sucked into people just to be accepted, because all it leads to is pain and, I don't really want to say anything. All it leads to is pain and, you lose everything. I've lost everything several times, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it to be unhappy your entire life. I'm almost 30 now, and I'm finally getting back on my feet, and it shouldn't have taken this long. If I would have just done stuff, you know, fishing, camping, be respectful to people, because it does come back to you. Karma, everything comes back around.
Well, you know, it's just pretty much anything else. Just stay close to your family. You know, family's important. You know, that seems obvious, but you really, you know, when you have no one to rely on, it's really like, oh, wow, it's easier when all my family members are here. So, you know, that's one thing. Be nice, you know, be generous. And, you know, it may seem like there's a lot of people here. It's just, it's all about who you surround yourself with.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Arena Filipenko.